Wow. Fuck. Fuck. I know you hear me say it all the time. It's really hot. I know, especially during the summer. I say, oh, it's really hot. And you probably always say, why doesn't Phil get some air conditioning? I have my reasons. First of all, I'm cheap. Second of all, huh? Third of all, huh? Fourth of all, huh? Fifth of all, hmm. All those reasons and more. No, it's noisy. I got to redo that. You know, fuck it. But if you can put up with me saying it's hot, where she's hot on occasion, that wouldn't really happen that much. All right, sports fans, let's see. Okay. My folks moved to New York from California. BarkBox, baby. BarkBox, baby. What do you mean clickable URL? What does that mean, a clickable URL? And how many fucking commercials are there? What? I dig. Let's see. Wow. I'm doing three spots in the show. Yeah, so I'll do two at the beginning of the show, and I'll do one in it as a mid-roll. And let's see, the show will go from 8:30. She'll be in at 10. We will edit till 11:30 at midnight. Let's see. Bob won't be another midnight, son. I got a bunch of shit I got to do here before the show starts. Of a non-show prep nature. It's commercials and... I also got to figure this out here. Oh, gosh. Oh, God. What the hell is with this chick who... The white chick that is passing for black? She's just changed her name. You know, everybody knows she's white now. She lives in, Tacoma, Washington? So, because everyone knows she's white, she's changed her name now to a black name. But she's staying in the same town. So everybody sees her walking along, and she has a different name. I don't know. And people are saying that it's, black people especially are saying, that right there is your white privilege, that you can just sort of choose your fucking race, you know? Excuse me. Rachel Lichtman. Who's Rachel Lichtman? Oh, I know. La da 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 da.
It's very difficult, you see.
Okay, so let's do those three commercials. And then Martine Jackson. He's talking to Ryan Hoppe on his podcast. He says he holds his cell phone up to the microphone. And the guy says, he says it works pretty good. I mean, I've got a fucking call screening system here. I just, that's my, where's the phone box? Oh, I need to just get the phone box in here. Trump, you're such a fucking moron. Christ almighty. Jeff Sessions dismisses the state of Hawaii as an island in the Pacific. Do you know the state you come from, Sessions? Do you really want to start getting into... Oh, my God. My only point is that you're going to talk shit about Hawaii and you come from fucking Alabama. I mean, nothing, you know, nothing against Alabama, but if you're from Alabama, you do not talk shit about Hawaii. You just don't, man, you know? Especially when you begin to bring... You know, you talk about... Talk about it, you marginalize it like maybe it's not a state. It's an island in the Pacific. Yeah, you're goddamn right it's an island in the Pacific. It's a bunch of islands in the Pacific. And it is fucking beautiful. And it's fucking great. And it's away from your shithole and all the other shitholes. And people, we have somewhere in the United States we can go and just blow off all of the shit and blow off all the goddamn hate and all the, just everything, you know, that with all due respect and bless their hearts in Alabama, that the state of Alabama and other states... And other places just stunk this motherfucking country up with for a long time. And here's this guy who's already tough on the fucking ears. Listen to this motherfucker shitting on a fucking judge from Hawaii. I'm telling you, this fucking country's in trouble. I've never seen anything like it before in my life. The executive branch is at war with the judicial branch, trying to tell them what the law means. The judicial branch is to interpret the law. They're judges. That's what they do. The executive branch enforces the law. That's what that... that fucking piece of shit Sessions is supposed to be doing. God damn it. Okay, get out of my system. Unfucking real. Berkeley reverses decision to cancel speech by conservative pundit Ann Coulter. All right. U.S. prepares charges to seek the arrest of Julian Assange. Now you're doing your fucking job. There you go. Put that motherfucker in jail. What the fuck? Speculation focuses on Hannity. This is from something called Western Journalism. What in the fuck is that? Oh, well, that's got nothing to do with, you know, Hannity doing anything wrong. This Sean Hannity, what a genius. Anyway, the guy's essential point is that Hannity chose the wrong side on this one. Let me see here. There's nothing to say. There's really nothing to say. You know, when I was a kid, I listened to the radio, and I thought it sounded like it was fun. I listened to cats like Wolfman Jack, and I heard talk show hosts like Joe Pine, who was funny. He played Spanish Fly by Herb Alpert and Tijuana Brass, and, you know, and he talked about commies and shit, but it was kind of really good. It was one part of a larger tableau of block programming, especially on the talk stations. Jack Wells on KBC. Then they had Pamela Mason for a while. Pamela Mason was the wife of James Mason, the actor, and she was a Hollywood, you know, hostess with the mostest, man. She knew everybody. She knew all the players, and there she was on the radio. I think it was after she divorced James Mason. And so it went. You know, we had Carol Hemingway, and we had the overnighters like Ray Bremen. You know, they were professional broadcasters and entertainers first. They weren't, I don't know, insecure, angry, and driven to ensure that their point of view is not only heard, but it's enacted somehow. You know, otherwise you're a commie and a traitor. You know, I mean, these are people that left it at work, man. If they took anything home, it was the, you know, sense that, well, I how did I do on the show? How was the show? You know, even during Vietnam, we didn't have the talk radio that we have today. There was talk radio, but there was also rock and roll, and there was a lot going on. You know, there was public radio. There was every kind of, and in the middle of all of that, I grew up, and I wanted to be, first I wanted to be really like a cool disc jockey. Like I heard the jazz jocks on KBCA, which became KGO. That's what I wanted to do. And then I heard Wolfman Jack, and I realized there was more that you could do. You could explode this world of rock and roll and, you know, do cool stuff like that. And then I heard Emperor Hudson, and then I heard he was doing mornings here in L.A. Then came the Bill Drake Boss Radio format, and that was slick. That was like listening to a well-oiled jukebox, and every one of the disc jockeys were, these guys had timing, and they had whatever humor and whatever personality they wanted to drop into the show. They had to do it in a certain number of seconds. There were jingles to hit, and there was, you know, the donuts of commercials to work within, and then there was the all kinds of formatics that they had to cover, and man, did they do it well. KHJ was a great-sounding radio station in 1965, but it didn't last long because things were changing. Along came FM radio, and you guys today take FM for granted. Back in those days, it was just for beautiful music, classical music. Who the fuck listened to FM? Your dad listened to FM radio in the car. My father, for a while, he had a Buick Riviera. I don't know why, but I identify my father's Buick Riviera with that kind of radio. And then came, you know, album cuts, and the sort of the jazz presentation came back in, and then came the really hip satire along with it, because it wasn't just playing all this cool music. There was the Credibility Gap and Firesign Theater. There was Mort Saul, who and Lenny Bruce, who's still, you know, I guess Lenny Bruce had just passed on, but then came Carlin, Robert Klein, Albert Brooks, David Fry, you know, very hip comics and satirists, and then came the National Lampoon Radio Hour, which was only a half hour, you know, and that was sort of funny and offbeat and weird and fucked up, and, you know, and then even though with Saturday Night Live, you know, radio still was ruling the roost. Radio was the hip core to the culture. And then came the natural reaction of every corporation, which was to, it's too much, what's going on, just tighten it in, let's bring it in, we can do it better. And in the minds of these corporatists, there's the word applies. Maybe I just talk about this on the fucking show. No, I got to do Burke Bucks. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.